Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. And you're right. I didn't even get to the playing cards with murder victims on them that the sheriff distributed at the city jail. Look, there's only so much time. And if you missed any of the conversation, what you need to do is head on over to WRVA.com, WRVA.com. You can take a listen to it all over there. We've got Bill Burnett joining us at 5:35. He is the sheriff's opponent. Tomorrow is actual election day in the city of Richmond. There has been early voting going on for some period of time. And you'll get a chance to hear from Colonel Burnett at 5:35. Okay? Good stuff. Now, we're hearing about a relatively quick resolution to this Israel-Iran conflict, war, dust-up. I don't know, whatever it is that we want to call it. And the markets are actually up, even though we're seeing some higher gas prices and the rest of it. So there's a lot of stuff. Tariffs, too. Remember, tariffs were on everybody's mind for, I don't know, a week or two, and then they weren't, and then they were. Every one of these things impacts markets. And when there's something involved in the market, I'll just tell you right now, I reach out to my friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Carl actually joins us every Monday afternoon, and I'm happy to say this Monday afternoon is no exception. Carl, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff, great hair. And it's a lovely day on a Monday.
Yeah, well, it is a Monday, and, you know, I'll take it. Look, it's better than not realizing what day it is, if you know what I mean. So I'm happy to accept the delivery of a Monday. But I'm also looking at the markets, and I guess we've got a little upward movement because they're talking about a quick resolution to this Israel-Iran thing. We've seen a lot with tariffs. How is it possible? Is it possible for people to plan with all of the uncertainty that they hear about, they read about, they see all the time?
It's a happy day in the stock market today.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and for those reasons you just spoke about. And, you know, that, yeah, because there's a likelihood we'll see another little tariff riff happen.
Yep.
And the market will drop again. And then it'll get fixed. Then it'll come back up again. And so that can drive even a very normal person a little bit crazy, especially as you get closer to that point in time when you're thinking you're going to be financially free.
Yes.
And maybe somebody's getting ready to retire, and then all that volatility gets can shake you up. So you got to figure out how to deal with it. And definitely for that younger person out there that's 25, 30 years old, they don't worry about it, shouldn't be worried about it. They should be invested all in growth. So, you know, a lot of nice, good stocks, and they're good. And the ups and downs of volatility isn't an issue. But when you get closer to being at that point where, hey, I have enough in investments that I can be financially free, not have to work if I don't want to. Now I'm working on my calendar and on my time. and enjoying it a little more. But then what happens? Market drops. You needed a little income out of your investments. You needed to sell some, and now you can't. And, okay, now where am I going to get the money? And you have to start looking around. You're getting nervous. How long is this thing going to last? Is it going to get worse? And the way to solve that is to just get a certain amount of your money in something safe, like a CD or a fixed annuity or a money market account, just something nice and safe that you can go dip into when the stock market goes down to get, oh, I got this money over here. I'm good. I go draw it out of there until the stock market comes back up. Then I sell some of those stocks when they're back up near their high, and I replenish my safe money that I spent while the market was down, and now I'm back drawing income out of the stocks. And it's a whole process, and it'll give you total confidence in retirement, whether you're approaching retirement, getting ready to hit that financially free date, or you're in retirement. Okay. And then all this volatility won't bother you.
Now, you talk about safe stuff, that you've got some of your money in the safe area. When we say safe, is it safe like I'm thinking, well, it's all in a shoebox, I buried it in the backyard, and it'll be the same amount when I go out to get it as when I stuck it under the porch? Or are we still getting some sort of a return even in that safe stuff?
So there's different in the safe stuff, there's different levels of liquidity.
Okay.
So, and depending on those levels of liquidity, it can either decrease or increase your rate of return. However, if you get your money and bury it in a can, you put it in a can, bury it in your backyard, it's liquid.
Right.
Until you can't remember where you buried it.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's no longer liquid.
Well, sure. So, there are details, Carl, but
details.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to drop a little tracer wire down there and get one of those machines.
Exactly.
So, but if you just have that money sitting in a checking account, you're going to earn hardly nothing on it, but it's super liquid. You can get it whenever you want it. And but if it's in a savings account, you make a little bit more, but now you've got to transfer it into a checking. It's just slightly less liquid.
Right.
Then if you want to put it in a bank certificate of deposit, CD, now you're going to probably make a little more money, but now you might have a one-year CD, so you may have to wait a year to get to that money without some sort of penalty. And if you want to earn a little more, it might be a two-year CD, or you can ladder those CDs, have one come due every 6 months for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. Every time they come due, if you don't need the money, you just put it out there to the end and renew it again. And so that's a way to earn a little more money, try to keep it a little bit more liquid. And then the annuities are a little fixed annuities, meaning they're safe because they're also risky annuities. There's multiple different kinds, but the basic one is a fixed annuity. It's going to pay you a little bit more right now on a 5 year. That might be 5.5-6% versus a CD at 4.5. But if you're going to surrender it, the penalty now is a little bit higher again.
Okay.
So stacking things in and getting certain nice levels of liquidity that you need. Now your stocks, if they're just sitting in a normal account, not an IRA, then those stocks are liquid. You can sell them anytime and have the money in 3 days. However, why they aren't liquid is if they're down. All of a sudden, whoa, my liquid thing turned into illiquid because I don't want to sell it when it's down.
Exactly.
So I go over to my other levels of liquidity.
Gotcha.
And that's all a process. You build it into your financial plan. It's different for every single person, and you're just trying to maximize your liquidity, maximize your return, and minimize your risk.
So people are getting closer and closer towards, again, we use that term, retirement. Generally, people think about it as an age. You're going to be 62 or 65 or 67. Different ways of looking at simply financial independence or financial freedom. But let's use this traditional definition, retirement. So I am older today than I was yesterday. I am closer to retirement. Do I need to change the way that I'm investing? Should I be changing the way that I'm investing?
Most likely you should be. So, because most people are going to need some income out of their investments. So that's what creates all this need to restructure, get everything positioned correctly. Like I was just talking about, you're right there on retirement's door or just retired. You really, really need to get that stuff right if you need to take income out of your portfolio. And most people do.
Okay. Fair enough.
And you got to take advantage of these. You should, volatility can be your friend. So you're structured so you don't have to sell anything when it's down. When it's way high and up, you can pull a little extra money out to do those things like remodel Julia's bedroom.
Yes, if I needed to, but as you know, I we did this last week. Now, we cannot actually open financial statements every week on the air. However, last week I came in here and you said, yep, because I asked you, right? Is today a good day to open this? And I opened a couple of big envelopes from Fidelity. And for those that missed it, I opened it up and I said to you, Carl, thank you, because this one particular Fidelity thing, we now have what we need to get Julia's bedroom done this summer, period. End of story. We don't have to dip into something. Despite what I told Heidi, I don't have to put the easy spirits on eBay and she can put all my challenge coins down. We should be okay for financing the bedroom.
Yes.
That was a good feeling, man. That was a great feeling, actually. Yeah. Well, Carl, I share with people all the time that my secret to investing is I don't do it. I trust you and the team at Carlson Financial to do it. You have not steered me wrong. In fact, you've steered me the six different types of right over the years. So I want people to reach out to you. Obviously, connectwithcarlson.com is where they can download that free retirement toolkit, plug in a couple of numbers, see where they are, see where they'd like to be. But in addition to that, what do they do to reach out?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
To you.
So they can give it all. That's 844-CARLSON. And the other way is to just reach out to us through our website at carlsonfinancial.com and set up a time to come in and see us.
I love it. Carl, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. Thank you, sir. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Carl joins us every Monday afternoon. Great insight there. I know people get scared with volatility and they confuse it with a bad thing. Well, it's no, there's always volatility. It's the nature of the free market. Of course, it is volatile. It is impacted by external forces, despite what Adam Smith said about that invisible hand. Of course, it's impacted by things. The question is, are you handling it, managing it in the proper way? It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.